Okay.
That's the only thing Dad reprimanded me about. That's the only thing he said.
There was one day in the ministry of Yahshua HaMashiach that his disciples came to him. They said, Master, HaMashiach, teach us how to pray. He said, when you pray, I want you to pray in this manner. Come on, let's give y'all a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. This is what we should pray right here. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Yeah.
Oh, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. The kings of your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And you decide in your station, but deliver us, people. You're the power and the kingdom forever. Forever. We pray that you need your
blood.
Let the power of God. So lift your head up, keep looking to the sky. He's right here, you'll be near, he's wrong. Let's see that verse one more time. Stop! speak your name, we speak the fact that you're the God of the world, and you never give up living, and you give up. Forever, the kingdom is forever.
Shabbat Shalom, Kol Yisrael. You are listening to Sound the Trumpet,
Radio Ministry. I am your host, Raha Pathwell Ben Yaakov, joined with you on this beautiful Sabbath day that the Most High has allowed us to see once again to share with you the inspired and anointed, powerful word of the Most High, that we might grow in knowledge and understanding of His truth, and that we might align our ways to the ways of the Most High, that we might walk in righteousness and fulfill the righteousness of the law in which He has given unto His chosen people. Once again, this is Raha Pathwell Ben Yaakov, joined with you on this beautiful Shabbat day as we have come once again to share with you the word of the Most High, to bring inspiration and to expound upon God's word, to expound upon what is already written. I am not here to give you my own opinion. I'm not here to give you my own theology or interpretation. I am here to expound upon that which is already written, plain in sight. I just want to, by the Ruach HaKodesh, to bring some understanding and knowledge to it. That is my mission, and that is what I have been called to do by the Most High as a Raha, as a pastor, is to bring knowledge and understanding to the word of the Most High and to feed Yah's people the sincerity of truth. Hallelujah. So we do Tola Yah once again for allowing us to come before His presence and to fellowship with our brothers and sisters scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, abroad through the means of internet, as the Shabbat day is a holy convocation, Kodesh Midrash, where we gather together to hear the inspiration and teaching of Yah's word. Today, my topic is concerning what is the meaning of respect of persons, and does Yah have respect to men? You know, I've been dealing with a topic ever since I come back from our trip from Virginia that the Most High has pressed upon my spirit to speak out upon and to bring some understanding to, as there are many people that are talking about these issues as far as the racism, everything, police brutality, all these things that are going on. One thing that we have to understand too is that a lot of these things that are going on is a byproduct of Yah's chastisement against us as well as the nation of Israel, because we will refuse to come back to His commandments, to His laws, His statutes. But even in that light, that does not justify some of the actions, the brutalities, and things of that nature that are going on. And I did a teaching on white supremacy, terminology such as white people, black people. Where did these terminologies come from? Who are the orchestrators behind these terminologies, okay? A lot of people do not understand where these terminologies originated and what they mean, okay? That's why I refuse to call myself a black person, because when you go look in the dictionary, look up the word black person, it gives descriptions of something gloomy or something that's bad, something that's evil, okay? And as people of the Most High, those of us who have been washed by the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach and have faith in Messiah and who are striving with all of our might to keep the commandments, statutes, and laws of the Most High, we're not evil. We're not wicked. We're not walking in transgression towards the Most High. But I understand the generalization of that word and how it is used in today's society. And it has been orchestrated by those who call themselves white people. This is the terminology that they call themselves. So when I use these terminologies, I am not pointing the finger at a multitude of people, okay? I'm pointing my finger at the agenda that's behind the terminologies that they have formulated and used to bring about their agenda, and they have done that, okay? So I put up some posts and things of that nature, and I had a comment concerning a person that wrote me and said, well, you know, the Most High doesn't have respect to persons, okay? And I understand that, and that is very true. But in the light of how the person was using it, I knew that they did not understand what that means, okay? A lot of times we want to associate scriptures with things that the actual verse or scripture is not referring to. That's why it's always important for us to understand the content of scripture and not to take it out of context or not to use it for our own personal agendas or to use it because we are offended by something that someone has said that is true, okay? So I want to bring understanding to this respecter of persons, okay? So we will understand exactly what y'all is talking about. And I want to show you in scripture with your very two eyes and with the understanding and the intellect that Yah has given you, I want to show you that Yah, that the Most High, there are incidents where he said that he have respect towards individuals, okay? So, on one hand, Yah cannot say, I don't have respect to a person. And then on another hand, we read where he said he had respect to an individual. He had respect to this. He had respect to that, okay? Because if we don't bring clarification between the two and show a distinctive representation of what these two phrases or terms represent in Scripture, then it's going to seem like there's a contradictory. And this is what people don't understand, because they have no understanding. They have no knowledge. That's why they want to post things such as this concerning racial issues that are going on in the world today. And many people, listen, you can say what you want to say. You can try to whitewash it. You can try to sweep it under the rug. You can try to say that we shouldn't be worried about things that men have done in the past. Only thing we need to worry about is keeping Yah's commandment and statutes, okay? Everything about Yah's law and statutes are according to justice and just judgment. You cannot look at events in the world and see the injustice that is being perpetrated and call yourself a commandment believer and not speak out on these issues or speak out or sound the trumpet on certain topics and things that are going on in the world today and say that you are a commandment believer. Because Yah hates injustice. It doesn't make no difference if the person calls themselves white, black, whether they are a Jew, whether they're a Gentile, whether they are a Native American, whether they are Mexican. It doesn't make no difference. Yah hates injustice. He does not like injustice. He does not like people judging things with unjust judgment, all right, and holding in admiration the status or privileges of the people, okay? He hates that. He wants you to judge in righteous judgment. And anybody that keeps the commandments of the Most High and have the testimony of Yahshua, you're going to judge justly. And you're not going to skirt around issues and skirt around things that are happening in the world today when it is a byproduct of injustice. The scripture tells us that Yah's people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, okay? A lot of people don't understand. When you look that word up in the ancient Peshitta, I know a lot of you may not have heard about the ancient Peshitta, or some of you have. The Peshitta is a translation of the Old Testament, and there are translations of the New Testament scriptures that are written in the Aramaic. And we know that the Aramaic language is a sister language, and it is similar, and it is much like the Hebrew language, okay? Because it is a language that was spoken also by the downline of Shem. When you look at that verse in the Peshitta, in the ancient Peshitta, and those of you that may not understand about the Peshitta, just look it up online, and it will give you some details about it. I don't want to go into the extremity and the meanings and things of that nature of the Peshitta, okay? But it is an Aramaic rendition of the Old Testament. When you look up that particular scripture, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, it means, the Peshitta reads that my people are destroyed because no one speaks up, per se. I'm just paraphrasing. I don't know exactly what it says, but that's the type of content that it used in that rendition. So when we don't speak up or we don't speak out against certain things, then the people of the Most High are going to have lack of knowledge. And that's why I stated in the beginning of this teaching that's my job as a pastor is to bring knowledge and understanding and to feed God's people the word of the Most High. So we cannot skirt around these issues. We have to deal with these issues because, like I said, if we are commandment keepers, okay, then we understand that justice and equality is a main essential essence of Yah's commandment. Everything that he does it in judgment. He does it in justice. He does not look at the status quo of a person when he judges. So we have to understand the difference between respect of persons and the question of whether Yah has respect to man, okay? Because, like I said previously, and I know I'm repeating myself, and I'm doing that so that you can understand exactly where we're going to go with this. And I'm going to bring you scripture upon scripture. That's why I want to give you the scriptural meaning. The scriptural meaning, just not the meaning, but the scriptural meaning of what respect of persons is, okay? And it has nothing to do with racism or the racial profiling that has been happening for centuries against those that it has been perpetrated towards, okay? It has nothing to do with that. Respect the person only has to deal with judgment and judging and sentencing or determinations upon one's action and deed. That's what respect the persons is, okay? So when we see that Yah doesn't have respect the person, then we go back in the Genesis where it says that Yah had respect to Abel's sacrifice, then we have to say, okay, man, there has to be a difference, because here it says Yah has respect towards Abel. But yet in here it says Yah doesn't have respect of persons. So there has to be a difference, and that's what we have to understand. We cannot take scripture and pick and choose what things that we can perceive in our own corner mind to be complicit or that implies with a particular verse and put that verse there when it does not imply what we think that it implies. We always have to go and research the scriptures to understand exactly what the scripture is talking about. And this particular scripture, in my experience of 12 years of ministering, of 32 years of being in, walking in the righteous way of the Most High, I have seen people misuse this verse of scripture in many occasions, okay? So I want to bring understanding and knowledge to this particular verse today. If you have your scriptures, I want you to turn with me to the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 5. The book of Leviticus, Y-Yira, chapter 19, verse 5. Give me a few minutes. Let me turn on. I want to record this. Okay, sometimes I always forget to hit my recorder. I have so many things running through my mind, sometimes I forget to do things. Okay, so I want to make sure I record this so this can go on record. I can put this on the on our website. Y-Yira or Leviticus chapter 19, verse 5. This is what the scripture says. I want you to turn there. If you're not able to turn quickly, because I want to go through this quickly, I have a lot of things I want to talk about concerning this subject. Okay, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. The scripture clearly states here, it says, you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. What is the scripture talking about? It's specifically talking about judgment, that you shall not do, asah in the Hebrew, to make or accomplish, to commit, to deal, to exercise, to fulfill, to furnish, to keep, or to observe, to perform, to practice, or to procure, no unrighteousness, iniquity, perverseness, moral evil, in judgment, mishpah, a verdict, favorable or unfavorable, sentence, or something that is pronounced, divine law, right, determination, judgment, all right, or sentencing. So this is talking about it is implying a situation whereby there is judgment being taken place. There is a verdict, whether it's favorable or unfavorable, a jurisdictional type of situation that's going on, okay? He's saying here that you should not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. So he's saying that you shall not take into consideration the status of a person. Okay, you have a poor person, you don't take that status into consideration if they have done something unlawfully, all right? Or you should not take the status of a person that is mighty, or someone that is rich, or someone that's renowned, or someone that's well-known in the community, you don't judge them different based on their status. You judge them according to what they have done. You judge them according to the action and the deed, or what has been perpetrated, whether it is against the law or for the law. You judge in righteousness. So when it's used to respect the person, this word here is panim. Panim in the Hebrew. It means the face, the face, the form, the presence, the perspective. That's what it means, the perspective. It is not talking about race, black, white, whatever you want to call it. It's not talking about that. It is talking about the status quo or the status of a person or the title of that a person holds or the plight of an individual. You do not judge them according to their plight. You do not judge them according to their status. He says, you should not respect the person of the poor nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. You shall judge your neighbor in righteousness. You don't take into consideration whether they're poor or whether they're honorable. If the honorable person has done something that is wrong, you judge them according to the deed that has been committed. If a poor person does something that is wrong, you judge them according to the deed that has been perpetrated, not because they're poor, not because they're mighty, okay? Vice versa. This is what this particular scripture is talking about. It is not making reference to any other thing except this, okay? Let's continue on with some more scriptures. Let's go to Deuteronomy, Debarim. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. This is what the scripture says. Deuteronomy, Debarim, chapter 1, verse 17. I want to give you a few minutes to get there so you can see exactly where I'm reading from. I know, like me, told y'all for this electric Bible that I have here on my computer because it's faster. I'm not fast at finding scriptures and chapters and stuff like that. You know, there's some people that, you know what scriptures are like that, can quote them verbatimly, quote whole chapters, you know. I was never blessed with that talent, you know, but I do told Ayah that he has given me understanding of his word and of his truth, hallelujah. But I have always been somewhat anxious to always acquire that type of ability. But those of you who are not able to turn to the scriptures fast, just write these scriptures down or go back and listen to the broadcast on your own private time, all right? Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17 says, you shall not respect. This word respect here is nakha, which means scrutinize or recognize or to acknowledge, to acquaint. All right? It says persons. This word is panin again, which means the countenance. It means the perspective, the presence, the person, honorable, prudent. It also has the word favorable, forefront, countenance. This is what it's implying to. It's implying about the status of a person or the presence of a person, because one is all dressed in rags and dirty and the other one is dressed in gala clothes and expensive clothes and everything of that nature. It says you don't judge them differently based on their appearance. You judge them based upon what they have done. He says you should not respect the persons in judgment, in mishpah, verdict, sentence, okay? But you shall hear the small as well as the great, and you shall not be afraid of the face of a man, for the judgment of Yah and the cause that is too hard for you, bring unto me, and I will hear it. Now, this is concerning the elders that Moshe picked to help him in judgment decision matters of Israel. He was letting them know that you should not respect persons, but you shall hear the small matters as well as the great, and you should not be afraid of the face of a man. So you don't be afraid of a man's face, all right, whether he be rich, whether he be poor. You give them a righteous verdict based on what has transpired and what they have done, based on the incident or based on the circumstance that has been brought to your attention. Hallelujah. Let's continue to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 9. The scripture also says, let's see here. Nope, this is not the verse that I want. This is not the particular verse that I want here. Let me see if I can find this right quick. All right, let me see if I can find this right quick. I definitely got to find this one. This is a pretty good one here. All right, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 19, all right? 16, verse 19. Let's go to verse 19 of Deuteronomy chapter 16. The scripture says this, you shall not rest. When you rest, that means you stretch or to bend or to twist, to decline, to exceed, to outstretch, to overthrow, to pervert. You shall not rest judgment. You don't twist judgment. You don't rest the verdict. You don't rest the righteous sentencing of a person. He says, you shall not respect persons. You shall not respect the panim, the countenance, the person, or the status quo of a person. Neither take a gift. For a gift does blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. All of these words, this phrase, respect the person, is always in reference to judgment. Okay? So even if we use the analogy, Yah doesn't have respect the person, that means that he's going to judge righteously in these matters. Whether we think or not, Yah is going to judge in righteousness in these matters and issues that are going on in the world today. Don't think just because the judgment of Yah is not swift concerning certain things that he's not going to judge it at all. Yes, he is. And as commandment keepers and people, we ought to judge things in righteousness as well and not squirt around the issue and not think that these things are not relevant. I don't care whether you call yourself Israel or Gentile, all right? We are both called to do justice and to do just judgment. All right? And if we are keeping the commandments of the Most High, then we should understand and get that understanding that the commandments of the Most High is predicated upon judgment and justice. No matter whether it's for the poor, no matter whether it's for the mighty, no matter whether it's for the priest, the prophet, the pastor, no matter what you call yourself, the judgment of Yah, it's still applicable for everyone and for every individual. And we're not to rest judgment. We're not to say, okay, because this person's white or that person's black or this person's rich, that person's poor, I'm going to twist it up and change it. Or I'm not going to speak out against it. I'm not going to say nothing at all. No, you judge righteously and you don't respect the person or the countenance of a person based on the status quo. So when we look at the events in the global entity today that has throughout the generations manipulated history, manipulated scripture, okay, Yah is not going to be impartial in his judgment. He's going to judge that thing righteously, and he's going to bring about a righteous judgment whether we like that or not. And those who are participants and contributors to it, they are going to receive the judgment of Yah upon what they have done. And as men of the Most High, as watchmen on the wall, we have to speak the righteousness and the righteous judgment of Yah concerning these issues, just not the small issues, but the great issues as well. My whole broadcast, when I started this broadcast, I meditated. I prayed about what should I call it, because you got to make a title for your profile on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio. You have to. That's something that you have to do, okay? All right? And if you want to use their medias to broadcast or to do whatever you want to do. So I thought about Isaiah where Yah says, lift up your voice like a shofar. Tell my people their sins and Yehuda their transgressions. So that's why I call this broadcast Sound the Trumpet, because we have to sound the alarm, we have to sound the warning, because Yah is about to bring forth and accomplish his judgment upon the whole world today. All right, and he's not going to be impartial. He's not going to take your purses into consideration, your status. I don't care whether you're poor, whether you're rich. It doesn't make any difference. If you're not covered by the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, if you're not walking according to his law, statutes, and commandments, if you're not practicing just judgment and justice, you are not going to inherit the kingdom of the Most High, point blank. This is what this broadcast is all about. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23. Now, we're dealing with respected persons. We're going to go run through these scriptures. I want to show you exactly what this is implying, the context of what it's implying. And we see that it's talking about judgment, sentencing, determination. Just like we have in the society today, we have a court system, and it's set up to make sure that a person is justly, all right, justly indicted for the criminal acts, or if a person is innocent of criminal acts that have been perpetrated or that they have been accused of doing, okay? This justice system that we live in. But we can even see that there's a partiality even in that system, but in Yah's system there's no partiality, okay? Yah judge in judgment and in righteousness. It doesn't make no difference how much money you have or much wealth you have. You cannot buy your way out of the just judgment of the Most High. The only thing that you can do is plead for mercy, plead for the chassid, or the terminology that we use today, grace of Yah. It's better to do that than to try to buy your way out of the sentencing that you deserve. Because when we look at our lives as individuals, when I look at my life, when I look at the things that I have done as an individual, even being born into this world, I was shaping in sin and iniquity. I deserved to be destroyed. I deserved the just recompense for my actions and for my deeds. But because Yah has had favor upon us, or the terminology that many people use today, grace, he has had grace upon us, that he has given us a second chance to get things in order and right with him. But once we come to the knowledge of things that we're doing that are offensive to Yah, and we continue to do that, he's going to judge in judgment. He's going to judge in righteousness, people. Even the Apostle Paul says that, do we think that we can continue in sin, that the favor or that the grace of Yah might abound? He said, Yah forbid. That's not gonna happen. You know, I heard an individual on Facebook giving this illustration of grace, and he was using the metaphor of taking grace as a card, as a debit card. And every time you wake up in the morning, you swipe that card, and grace is available there for you. That's not true. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Yah does not extend grace to us all the time. We can't think that we can do something wrong or sin and we can just go and swipe that grace card and we're good to go. No. That's the wrong analogy that you're giving people. If we give people that type of analogy, that grace is a card that we can swipe whenever we do something wrong or we perpetrate evil in our hearts and we do those things, then there's no accountability that is held to that person. The favor and the grace of Yah is the favor that he has given us, even though we're not deserving of that. And that grace is given unto us for us to come into the knowledge of the things that are offensive to Yah, or the sin that we are doing. Once we come to the knowledge of that sin and we perpetrate that sin again, okay, you're going to be held accountable for that. So we cannot continue in sin. What is sin? 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 tells us that sin is transgression of the law. When we transgress the law, we sin. So if we continue to transgress Yah's law and commandment and think that grace is going to abound, you're sadly mistaken. Okay? One day, that car is going to reach its max, and you're not going to be able to use that car no more. And Yah's going to hold you accountable for what you have done. And he's not going to respect your status, whether you're poor, whether you're mighty. He's going to judge you in righteous judgment. That's what respect the person means. That's exactly what it means. Before we go to Proverbs, people, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 7. Let me read that. 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 7. This is what the word of Yah says. It said, wherefore now, let the fear of Yah be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with Yah. There's no iniquity with Yah, our Elohim, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts, okay? So Yah, you can't say to Yah, okay, can I buy my way out of this situation? I tell you what, Yah, I give you $25,000 if you just let this thing go away. Or I tell you what, I give you $1 million if you just let this thing that I've done go away. You can't do that with Yah. You cannot do that with Yah. That's not going to work. In the justice system that has been set up today, that may work. You may be able to buy yourself out of a verdict. You may be guilty of doing something. If you got enough money, you could buy your way out of that thing. You get you a good enough lawyer. You might be able to get away with it, but with Yah, you're not going to get away with it. He's not going to take no gift because there ain't nothing you can give Yah. The cattle of 1,000 hills belong to him. Everything, even your own being, belongs to him. So there's nothing that you can offer him in exchange except plead for his mercy. Ask for forgiveness. That's what Yah wants to see. See, that's one thing that Dawid understood. Even though he sinned, he said, look, he said, Yah, a broken and a contrite spirit. He said, that type of spirit you will not despise. Yah will not despise a broken and a contrite spirit. So you cannot give a gift to Yah. You cannot think that he's going to bribe Yah. That's not going to happen, okay? So this is what respect the person means, even with Yah. Because Solomon clearly states that there is no respect of persons with Yah, nor taking of gifts. He's talking about judgment. He's talking about the way Yah is just. And see, let's clarify that. Let's skip up. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 19, verse 6. Let's skip up to verse 6, and I'm going to show you that he's talking about judgment, okay? He said, and say to the judges, take heed what you do, for ye judge not for man, but for Yah, who is with you in what? Judgment. So he's talking about the aspect of how Yah judges. And Solomon was telling the judges of Israel, he said, you take heed to what you do, for you don't judge for man, but for Yah, who is with you in judgment, okay? Then he goes on to verse 7 to explain how Yah judges. So we're talking about judgment. When it talks about Yah's not respect the person, he's talking about specifically how Yah judges a individual. That's what he's talking about. Let's continue on to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23. It says, these things also belong to the wise. He said, it is not good to have respect of persons in what? Judgment. In judgment. That's what respect the person is referring to. Judgment. Let's also go to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 21. This is actually self-explanatory, people. I don't have to do a whole bunch of expounding upon these scriptures because these scriptures clearly explain themselves. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 21 says this. It says, to have respect a person is not good, for a price of bread, that man will trespass, okay? So he says it's not good to have respect to persons. That's not a good thing. Because for a piece of bread, a man will trespass for a piece of bread, or he will trespass for money or gold or silver or alter their judgment, okay? So it's not good to do that. This is referring to judgment. Let's go to Romans chapter 2, verse 11. We're going to run through these scriptures right quick, and then I'm going to show you that Yah does have respect towards man or towards individuals, and the scripture clearly says that, but he does not have respect of persons in judgment. That's a totally different thing. He doesn't have respect to persons in judgment. When he judges, he doesn't respect the status or the status quo of an individual, whether they're rich, whether they're poor, but he judges them in righteousness and in equity based on their deeds and their actions, and we're going to see that here also in Romans. Romans chapter 2, and this is one of the scriptures that the individual gave me. Romans chapter 2, verse 11. I just want to expound upon this so you can understand and use these scriptures in their rightful place. Romans chapter 2, verse 11. He said, "For there is no respect of persons with Yah." Okay? It says, "For as many as sin without the law shall perish without the law, and as many as have sin in the law shall be judged by the law." So whether you sin without the knowing of the law or the giving of the law, back in old times we know that the law was given through Moshe, okay? Before then, there was no giving of the dispensation of Yah's law, but there was still sin was still present in the world because people was doing things that were offensive towards Yah. They're still going to be judged by what they've done, okay? And those that have been given the law, they're going to be judged by the law. Because why? Verse 11 tells us, "For there's no respect of persons with Yah." All right? That's what he said. Let's go also to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19, verse 9. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9. Hallelujah. It says here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "And ye masters do the same unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him." All right? I also want to go, let me see if I can find one more thing right quick. Hold on. Bear with me for a few minutes. Let me see. There's one more scripture that I want to read. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to, I want to go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 25. Colossians chapter 3, verse 25. Once again, to Colossians chapter 3, verse 25. It says this, "But he that doeth what? Wrong, unjust, shall receive for the wrong which he has done." So if a person does wrong, they're going to receive for the wrong that they have done. "And there shall no respect of persons." So this partiality, this is what this means in the New Testament. It's talking about partiality, respect to persons, favoritism or partiality, okay, in respect to judgment, to respect to judgment, okay. I also want to read James. Let's go to James chapter 2, verse 1. I want to read verse 1 and verse 3, 1 through 3. James chapter 2, verse 1. I want to begin reading. It says, My brethren, have not the faith of Yahshua HaMashiach of esteem with respect of persons. For if there come unto you, If there come unto your assembly a man with gold rings and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit, you, here in the good place, and say to the poor man, stand, you there, or sit you under my footstool. He says, are you not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? You see that? So this is talking about the panim, the countenance, the person, the personage, or the status quo of a person. That's what respect the person is talking about. And James gives a good example here, and he says in verse 4, he said, are you not partial in yourself and become judges of evil thoughts? So he's saying in your judgment, you have become partial. And see, Yah's not partial in his judgment. So respect the person is only talking about judging a person, or in judgment, in justice, in sentencing, or mishpah in the Hebrew. That's what it's talking about, okay? Let's go to also, I'm going to skip down to verse 9 of James chapter 2 as well. Verse 9 of James chapter 2, Matter of fact, let's start at verse 8. Of James chapter 2. He said, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor even as you love yourself, you do well. But if you have respect of persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as a transgressor, okay? So if we have respect to person, if we say to a poor man, oh, man, you sit back here. You sit at the back. Say to the rich man, okay, you come sit in the pulpit with everyone else. That's showing partiality in judgment. You're judging this poor man because he's dressed like this, and you're judging the rich man because he's dressed a certain way. That's showing partiality in what? In judgment. And Yah doesn't judge like that. So even if we use that analogy concerning what's going on in the world today, that means Yah's going to judge everyone, and the ones that are perpetrating and contributors to the things that are going on in the world today. That means that he's going to judge them righteously. That has nothing to do with, okay, Yah doesn't respect his people more than he respect other people, because that's a lie. Because Yah does respect Israel, because Israel is his chosen. He even said that out of all of the families of the earth, Israel is the only one that he has known. Even Paul says that there is an advantage to the Israelites, being that the commandment, the oracles of Yah was given to them first. But is there a difference when it comes to judging in righteousness? If an Israelite sin according to the law, he's going to be judged by it. If a Gentile sin according to the law, they're going to be judged according to the law as well. But Yah does have a chosen people, and he does have a people in whom he has respect towards and to. And we're going to see that in Scripture. I'm going to show you that. Let's continue on. I want to read 1 Key for 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. Then we're going to go through the Scriptures that show us that Yah had respect towards man. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. And if you call on the Father, who is without respect a person, judgeth. You see that? Whenever you look up this word respect the person, you're going to see that word mishpah, or judgment, associated with that, because that's what it is specifically, and that's what that word specifies specifically. It's talking about judging, or judgment, or mishpah in the Hebrew. That's exactly what it is talking about. Todaya. That's exactly what it's talking about. 1 Kefa, chapter 1, verse 17. 1 Kefa, chapter 1, verse 17. It says, and if you call on the Father who is without respect to person, judgeth according to every man's work past the time of our sojourning here in fear. So this means that Yah doesn't only have respect to persons when it comes to judging, but he also judges according to every man's deed, past, even the past, overturn or the return or to abide. The time of our sojourning here in fear. So Yah judges without respect a person. He judges according to the work of every man. Every man's work, that's what he judges according to. And if he's going to judge like that, then I'm telling you, these people that have perpetrated this white supremacy agenda, he's going to judge them. If that be the case. And he's gonna judge his people. He's already judging his people. He's already chastising his people. The scripture even tells us that if judgment first began at the house of Yah, with Yah's house, with Yah's people, where shall the wicked and the unrighteous appear before him? So not only does Yah judge Gentiles, but he judges his people, Israel, as well. Not only does Yah judge his people, chastise his people, but he's going to judge all the nations of the world, those who are held in responsible for the falsifying of history, for the falsifying of scripture, for the brutal and the cruelty that has been done towards his people as well, the excessiveness of abuse that is being perpetrated. They're going to be judged by that too. And Yah's people, if we don't get it together, he's going to judge us too. And that is what respect a person is referring to. Nothing else but that. Let's read some scriptures. All right? We're going to answer the question. Does Yah have respect towards individuals? Does Yah have respect towards individuals? Or does Yah have respect towards man? Let's look at this here. Todah Yah. Let's go to Genesis, Bereshit, or Genesis, chapter 4, verse 4 through verse 5. Let's do verse 4. Let's go to Genesis chapter 4, verse 4, okay? Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. It says, and Abel also brought the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof, and Yah, look at this, it says, and Yah had respect unto Abel. I thought Yah don't have respect towards persons. So you have to understand what that phrase means. What is that phrase, respect the person, talking about? It's specifically talking about judgment, how Yah judges. But we see here, because Abel brought that which was acceptable before Yah, he brought the firstling of his flock, he brought the fat of his flock, he brought the choice thing of his flock. He did not hold back, he gave the best of what he had to Yah, the best of everything that he had to offer, just a little small thing in our sight, but Yah saw the magnitude of his heart. And Yah said, look, I got respect for Abel. I got respect unto Abel. And not only to Abel, and to his offering, to what he offered up. So what are we offering up? What are the works that we offering up? Don't you know that our offerings, the sacrifices, are the fruit of our lips, our conversation? What are we talking about? Not only is conversation associated with your what you speak verbally, but it is also associated with your conduct, because what you portray verbally is going to be a byproduct of your action. Your action is going to be a byproduct of what you speak verbally. You cannot separate the two. If a person speaks falsehood and lies, then you're going to see that action perpetrated in their deeds and in their action. Vice versa, if a person speaks the things that are righteousness, and there's no leaven in what they speak, then you're not going to see leaven in their action and in their deed. So we see here that Yah had respect to Abel. Not only did Yah have respect to Abel, but he had respect to his offering. It says, But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and what? His countenance, his pineen fell. All right? So we see here that Yah didn't have respect to Cain's offering, but he had respect to Abel's offering. So does Yah have respect to man? Yes, he does. He has respect to man. He made man in his own image. So it all depends on the action that is being portrayed. What is the spirit behind what you're doing? But when it comes to judgment, Yah is not going to say to Abel, because he brought an excellent sacrifice before him, he's not going to say, well, Abel, you know, because Cain's offering wasn't good in yours, that I'm not going to accept yours as well. He's not going to do that. Because if he do that, then he's showing partiality as well. If you do good, you're going to be rewarded with good. God's going to have respect to you. If you do evil, as Cain did, then God's not going to respect nothing that you do. Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2, verse 25. Shemoth chapter 2, verse 25. It says this. Okay, now let's look at this. Okay, let's go up. Here, let's see here. Hold on, y'all. Okay, let's read some a little bit more verses in Exodus. Exodus chapter 2 verse 21. Look at Exodus chapter 2 verse 21. It says, "And Moses was content to dwell with the man," talking about Moses' father-in-law, "and he gave Moses Zipporah his daughter, and she bore him a son, and he called his name Gershom. For he said, I'm a stranger in a strange land. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed." That word sighed means they groaned, they moaned. "By reason of the bondage, they cried. And their cry came unto Yah by reason of their bondage, and Yah heard their groaning. And Yah remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Yah looked upon the children of Israel, and Yah had respect unto them." Yah had respect unto them. He recognized. That's what that word respect there means. It means that he recognized. He observed. He distinguished. He acknowledged them. So when Yah has respect towards you, he acknowledges you. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 26, verse 9. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 9. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 9. It says, Yah says this. Let's go up a little bit here. Let's see what this is talking about. We know. Okay, let's see. Let's read this. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 3. This is what this is talking about. These are all the things that Yah would do for us if we walk according and keep his commandments. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 3 says, "If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them," all right? He said, "then will I give rain in due season, and the land shall yield forth for increase. The trees in the field shall yield their fruit." Okay? Let's skip down to verse 9 of Leviticus chapter 26. It says that Yah says that if we will keep his commandments, he says, "For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you." So if we do the things that Yah commands for us to do, keeping his laws, his statutes, and commandments, doing the things that are right before him, his righteous rulings, then Yah will have respect towards us as a people. All right? He will have respect towards us. And this is what the word of Yah says, all right? This is not something that I'm making up. Yah says that he will have respect towards his people. Let's also look at this here. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 23. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 23. Now, this is Solomon as he is praying, praying unto Yah as he dedicates the temple that he built for Yah, okay? This is what he says here. Let's begin at verse 27. Of 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. It says, but will Yah indeed dwell on earth? Behold, the heavens and the earth cannot contain you. How less this house that I have built. This is Solomon saying this. He says, but yet have you respect unto the prayer of your servant and unto his supplication. So Yah had prayer to the, he had respect to the prayer of Solomon. He had respect to Solomon because of the prayer that he prayed and his supplication. It said, oh Yah, my Allah, my Elohim, to hearken unto the cry and unto the prayer of your servant, prayers before you this day. This is almost the same scenario that we see in Exodus chapter 2, verse 25, where it talks about how Israel began to cry out to Yah by reason of their groaning, by reason of their bondage, and it says that Yah had respect unto them. Why? Because he remembered his covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All right? Let's go to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 19. 2 Chronicles. Chapter 6, verse 19. 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 19. It says, this is Solomon praying again. This is another account of Solomon praying. He said, have respect, therefore, to the prayer of your servant and to his supplication, O Yah, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which your servant prayeth before you. All right? And Yah did acknowledge the prayer of Solomon that he prayed towards Yah in the dedication of the temple that he had built for Yah. Let's go to Psalms, to Helium. Psalms chapter 74, Psalms chapter 74, verse 20. Psalms chapter 74, verse 20. It says this. This is Dawid said. He said, have respect. He's telling Yah. He's telling Yah this. Dawid is telling Yah this. He said, have respect. Have respect. All right. This word respect here in the Hebrew is nabat. Nabat, which means to scan, to look intently at, to regard with pleasure, favor, care. Behold, consider, look down, respect, see. So he's telling Yah. He said, Yah, regard. Take a look intently at, respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the inhabitants of cruelty. So he's telling y'all, he said, y'all have respect unto your covenant. Remember the covenant that you gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob concerning your people Israel, because in dark places of the earth, are full of the inhabitations of cruelty. And we see that today. Look at the dark places, the habitations, the spiritual wickedness in high places. They are full of cruelty. Look at the cruelty that's being perpetrated in the earth today. Look at the cruelty that has been perpetrated throughout history, the rewriting of history, rewriting of the scriptures. Those who in power that have perpetrated these agendas in the earth realm today. These were agendas of cruelty. And those of us who are the people of Yah, those of us who understand the commandments and statutes of the Yah, of the Most High, understand Yah's justice and his judgment, then we need to pray for Yah to have respect towards his covenant. And it's only when we begin to cry and begin to groan and begin to cry out against the wickedness that is being perpetrated in this earth today and against Yah's elect, only then will Yah hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. In the book of Joel says, let the ministers weep between the porch and the altar and ask Yah to spare his people, that the heathen don't rule over us. Where are the ministers today? Where are those that call themselves pastors, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers? Where is the crying out unto Yah? Where is the crying out against the wickedness? Where is the crying out against the cruelty? If we are set as watchmen on the wall, then we got to proclaim what we see. We got to sound the shofar. If we do not sound the shofar and the people be not warned, then the sin is going to be upon our own hands. And I refuse to allow the sin of Yah's people to be upon my own hands, because I have not and I will not. I refuse to talk about these issues and talk about the things that are crippling the people of Yah in the age that we live in today. I don't care whether a few people hear me. It doesn't matter. I refuse. Because that is what I have been called by the Most High to do. You know, when we look at history, I admire Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, he might have had some ignorance towards the revelation and the knowledge of scripture that we have today, okay? But when you look at people like Martin Luther King Jr., look at people like Malcolm X, even though Malcolm X was Muslim, and I don't believe in the Muslim religion, but I respect what these men and other men in that era stood for. They gave their very lives. They were willing to lay down their life and to speak out against things that was crippling us as a people. And because these men gave their lives and they did not keep silent, they did not hold back, they spoke out against the injustice, they spoke out against the cruelty, they spoke out against the things that were hampering the people at that time, that they bought us some time as a people to try to get ourselves in order and to get ourselves ready for the next stage and phase of Yah's plan for his people. And today we don't have enough righteous men. Righteous men, I mean men who are living a righteous life, men who fit the criteria, men whose life is pure from their youth up before Yah, and to speak with the anointing and speak with power and to speak with influence. Look at what he says here. Let's go to Psalms chapter 138, verse 6. And this is going to be my last verse for today. I pray that this teaching was a great inspiration to your heart today, people. And that Yah is speaking to you through his spirit, not because of what some man say or what Pastor Wells says, but because of the spirit of Yah speaking through this vessel of Yah. Tehillim, Psalms chapter 100. 38 verse 6. Look at this. I love this about Yah. I love this about Yah. It says, though Yah be high, Yah is the Most High. There's nothing greater, there's nothing higher, there's nothing that can even attempt to rise above the supreme and the superiority, the power, the knowledge, the wisdom of the Most High Yah. And even though he is so high, the scripture says, yet have key. Respect unto the lowly, unto the humble. But the proud, he knoweth from afar off. The proud, Yah knoweth from afar off. But those that are lowly, those that are humble before him, those who seek to walk in his statutes and keep his covenant, Yah is near unto him, and he has respect to them. I pray that this teaching was a great inspiration to your heart today. You're listening to Sound the Trumpet Radio Ministry. I am your host, Rahab Ben Yaakov, joined with you on this beautiful Shabbat day. Once again, it's been such a great pleasure to share with you the word of the Most High and to bring knowledge and understanding to Yah's word through the inspiration of Yah's Spirit. Hallelujah. So we do told our Yah once again at this time. We're going to open up the phone lines. We have 35 minutes remaining. I know we have a few people that called in. We also have those who may be listening on the Blog Talk Player. Please call into the show today and just give a shout out. Let us know if you enjoyed the message. If you have something you'd like to add to the message, feel free to do that. The number is 760-283-4615. Once again, the number is 760-283-4615. And you will be on the air live with Rahab Pathuel Ben Yaakov. All right? I'm going to play some songs right quick, and we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with your calls and things of that nature. Once again, the number is 760-283-4615. You'll be on the air live with Rahab Pathuel
Ben Yaakov. You know, there was one day in the ministry of Yahshua HaMashiach that his disciples came to him. They said, Master, HaMashiach, teach us how to pray. He said, when you pray, I want you to pray in this manner. Come on, let's give y'all a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. This is what we should pray in right here. Yeah, come on, put your hands together. Yeah.
Oh, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. The kings of your kingdom, on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And you are not an invitation, but deliver us, people. You are the power and the kingdom forever. We pray that Jesus come. Let your will be done. Yeah.
water.
Oh, put those hands in there. Shabbat Shalom, area code 609-992. You're on the air with Raha Pathwell Ben Yaakov. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom, Shalom. Hello?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, this is Brother Randy.
Oh, how you doing, Brother Randy? Shabbat Shalom to you.
Not much. How you been?
I've been doing great, my brother. I've been doing great, great. Just got back last week from a trip and everything, so just told our y'all once again for allowing us to see another Shabbat day.
Okay.
All right, all right. May the Most High bless you, my brother.
May y'all bless you, too.
All right. Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
All right, we told Ayah for Brother Randy. He's up there listening in New Jersey up there. Told Ayah for him tuning into the broadcast today. May Yah continue to bless you and to keep you, my brother. We have area code 516. This is from New York. I basically know who this is here, so we're going to bring them on the line at this time. Area code 516-623. Shabbat Shalom, area code 516. Shabbat Shalom, area code 516. Hallelujah. Toda Yah. Yes, Shabbat Shalom.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Granddad. How about yourself?
Okay.
That's great. That's great.
I'm doing okay. My phone, I'm having a little difficulty with the phone. I just want to let you know that we tuned in to you today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We appreciate you all tuning into the broadcast today and hope that all is well with you all, you and Grandma there in New York. And pray that y'all have a blessed Shabbat today.
Yes, and same to you. As usual, we always enjoy your message, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Okay, give love to the family and all.
I sure will, Granddad. May Yah Barak you all.
Okay.
Okay, shalom. All right, that's Zakane Abraham up there in New York. Todah Yah for him tuning into the broadcast today, him and his wife. Such a great blessing to this ministry and to our lives personally. I Todah Yah for their wisdom and understanding that Yah has granted them throughout the many years that he has allowed them to live. I just want to say that I appreciate all of you that tuned to the broadcast today. We have a great abundance of people listening today, so I do Todah Yah for those of you who are listening, even though you may not want to call in or whatnot. We do Todah Yah for you all listening and for you all tuning into the broadcast today. I pray that the teaching was a great inspiration to your heart and that you were blessed by the teaching on today. Hallelujah. I just want to do my job as a man of the Most High, as a man that I believe Yah has given me the gift of pastoral ministry. And a lot of people get confused about what a pastor is because the way Christianity has portrayed that type of gift, you know, it's a gift whereby a person brings knowledge and understanding, and they feed God's people, and they shepherd. They shepherd, which means they provide guidance and understanding to the aspects of Yah's word that people may be guided in the right direction. Hallelujah. So I pray that I am accomplishing that that task that Yah has given me to accomplish and speak about issues and things of that nature that are pertinent for us to understand and be aware of. Okay, anything that I say is not to bash or is not to condemn or to bring any type of racism or anything of that nature to anyone. It's to talk about the issues that are happening today. And most of the people that call themselves believers in general, most of the people, majority, and this is just my opinion, the majority of them, you know, I feel as though they are oblivious to a lot of things that are going on as far as racial tendencies and how this whole thing was set up and the terminologies and stuff that have been used to classify ethnicities in the world today. And this is all set up as an agenda to bring about division and divide us as a people. And we cannot say, okay, let's not talk about this issue, you know, let's not this just sweep on the rug, because it's relevant and it's affecting people today. So we have to talk about these issues and we have to address these issues so that it would be a record. It'd be a record known that we stand for truth and that what we stand for is clear, and so that people won't get it twisted. You understand what I'm saying? So when you turn on this broadcast, always know that my agenda is to edify Yah's people. You know, I got love for everybody, all right? I got love for everybody that's striving to do and to walk in the righteous way of the Most High. But as a watchman, as a Raha, I have to speak those things that the Spirit has put on my heart to speak and to talk about the issues and talk about topics that will bring an understanding and an enlightenment to your spirit. So that's my objective, to do those things and to do them in humbleness and to do them with power and with boldness and with correctness as well. So I pray that this broadcast was a great inspiration to your heart. Once again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 760-283-4615. I'm going to play another song. This is one of my favorite songs. I wrote this song. This song is entitled "That I May Not Sin Against You," because that's my heart's desire. I don't want to sin against the Most High.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give y'all a hand clap of praise. So now, yeah. You know, Dawid said, he said, "I will hide your word in my heart that I may not sin against you." How many of you don't want to sin against the Most High tonight? Come on. Let me see a show of hands. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Yeah. Like a river flows through my soul. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to give y'all another hand clap of praise. That's my heart's desire. I don't want to sin against the Most High. So I'm going to hide His word deep in my heart. That's how time came. Reach in there and grab it out. Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom, Kol Yisrael. Once again, this is Rahab Pathuel Ben Yaakov. Join with you on this Shabbat day. It's been such a great blessing being joined with you all today. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and enjoy some food and everything that the sisters have prepared for us and fellowship with the rest of the people here gathered with us on this Shabbat day. It's been such a blessing for me to be able to be enjoying with you, my brothers and sisters there. Scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. If you'd like to write me, my email address is truerimmanministries@gmail.com. If you'd like to call me, you can call me. My number is 573-944-6786. And we have a website. Our website address is yhwhremnant.org. Until next time, we say Shabbat Shalom to you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. May the peace and may the favor of Yah rest upon you greatly. Shalom.